going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Big day in the Delaware Valley because, of course, it is draft day. I mean, listen, these are always big opportunities for the Eagles. But a great chance tonight to enjoy the fact, as we watch the draft, that the Eagles recently won the Super Bowl. And so, yes, picking 32, not great for tonight, but ideal for what it represents. Look, we'll get into the draft hardcore today because this is last call for first round. And obviously for the next 3 days, we'll be all over it as a radio station. Now, also the Phillies, I mean, they just keep losing. They just keep freaking losing. It's four in a row. They get swept by the Mets. By the way, they're now 5 games out of first place behind the New York Mets, which is a pretty hefty number.
Lost 10 of 16.
Yeah, horrible. We will discuss it all. 215-592-9494. Your chance to weigh in on both topics. The Phils, not good. The Eagles, certainly great. We hope they bolster that greatness tonight. All of it on the table for you. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Benjamin Franklin did not invent the rocking chair. He is falsely attributed the rocking chair as one of his inventions.
Didn't know that.
I did not even know that either.
Adapted the rocking chair by adding a foot-powered fan to circulate air.
Yeah, he improved it.
My kind of guy. Improved it, didn't invent it.
You know, it's kind of like Howie Roseman. Didn't invent football, didn't invent roster construction, but has certainly improved.
What a segue.
He has improved the concept of excellence in roster construction, John Ritchie. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? It's Howie season! Today! Tomorrow! Saturday! It's also Philly season. All right.
Sure about that?
let's start.
That really doesn't sound quite as enthusiastic.
Let's start Phils, though.
Howie's
we'll go Eagles.
Slightly better than the Phillies right now.
So, man, oh, man. Who wants first, John, first crack at the Phils? I mean, you know, when I looked it up this morning and saw they're 5 out, it's like, my God. Now, they're also a game and a half out of the wild card. We can do that dance for now until forever and probably will this season. But, John, they're 5 games behind the New York Mets, and they got their butts whooped. I mean, this game yesterday was close, but the series wasn't.
And
the series wasn't.
This series felt distant, like they weren't in the same league as us at times. Yesterday, you know, we battled, so that was good.
Mets defense was spectacular yesterday.
The last six times we've played the Mets, we've been on the losing end of things, so that doesn't sit well with anyone. But the fact of the matter is our team is 13-12. We are not playing good baseball. We have not played baseball the way our roster says it should be.
Correct.
The way the numbers being paid out dictate we should play. We're not living up to the expectations. I'm concerned with the leadership. You know, toughen up and lead us through this, Topper. Toughen up and lead us through this. We need a strong hand. We need consistency. Enough with the shuffle and reshuffle thing. I can't believe Trey was leading off last night. You know, I believe in Bryson Stott. I think we all should. I think, geez, the experimenting back and forth and this and that.
That doesn't bother me.
What else does he have to do?
That doesn't bother me.
Bryson Stott is good to lead off. Stop messing with it. They're creatures of habit. I'm just telling you, there are so many ways this team needs to say, hey, guys, let's get our blank together
right.
and just start doing what yeah. we're supposed to.
Well, that's for
you
sure.
You know, lead yeah. off, Bryson. You've proven you can do it. Everyone else, you know what you need to do with your approach. Be consistent with it now. Yeah. Hey, also, Bryce, by the way, you are a star. Play more like a star. You need to do better. Also, yep. like everyone
I agree.
Needs to do better. No one is absolved of blame here. But, you know, like some people have avoided blame through all this. I think Bryce has gotten off easy. Zach Wheeler's performances have been uneven. You know, like yesterday
yeah, but he, only gave
he
up two
evened
runs.
Out after giving yeah. up a two-run homer.
Yeah.
But still,
he pitched
it
fine.
Hasn't been Zach Wheeler that Zach Wheeler was in the past where yeah. it was like, oh my gosh, we know he's going to go out there and look intimidating while he does it. It's just like everyone's a tick off. Everyone needs to be a tick back on.
Well, I agree
and
with
the
that.
Leaders need to step up yeah. and show the guys how to do it.
Look, your chance to react on the Phils, I mean, there's an awful lot to say. I feel like a broken record. Honest to God, we come in here every day. I feel like a broken record. I mean, part of me wants to say if Nola and Romano just did their job, the Phillies, instead of being one game above 500, it would be like six games above 500. So, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I don't know if that's really true, but there's part of me that feels that way. But then the rest of me says, yeah, but the rest of the team, as John's pointing out, isn't doing a great job. I mean, here's a fact I want you to react to today. I'm going to give you a fact, and I want your reaction at 215-592-9494 to this fact. In their last 98 games, the Phillies are 48-50.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to react to that because we can talk about yesterday's game, okay, and we will. We can talk about this series that just happened. Phillies got swept. And we will. I want to hear from you on both of them at 215-592-9494. I also want to hear from you about the fact that the Phillies are 48-50 in their last 98. What is your reaction to that? 215-592-9494. James, talk to me.
I hate to say this, but I'm starting to dislike this group. Like, I am starting to get so frustrated with the Trey Turners and, you know, these guys, Aaron Nola, where I'm starting to, like, actually start to turn on them.
Dream teaming?
Yeah. Like, dream teaming? So what I was thinking about a lot yesterday was I was thinking about 18 months ago.
Yep.
They were up 2-0 on the Diamondbacks, and I felt like I had never wanted a group of guys to win a title more than I wanted that group. Guess what? It's the same freaking group, and I can't stand them this morning. Like, 18 months later, I get annoyed when I watch them play. Like, I get annoyed with Bryce Harper. Like, I finally got to that point, and I think Bryce is great, and he's been amazing here, and I'm not indicting his time here. But you know what? Bryce looks, like, effortless out there. Like, this is supposed to be the leader of this freaking team. He's supposed to be one of the best players in the sport, and I see, like, lifelessness from him. Trey Turner, like, slap hitter. Alec Boehm got three hits yesterday. It felt, like, meaningless because of their slap hits. This guy's 6'5", 220 pounds or whatever, and he can't hit the ball over the freaking fence ever? Like, I'm really frustrated with this group, and I am turning on them, and I hate that. I hate that.
Well, that's a fascinating point. Look, we'll take your reaction to that as well. That's a whole nother thing. 215-592-9494. It's strong. I can't go as far, James, as you did, but I hear you. They are really irritating us. And the Trey Turner thing drives me nuts. I mean, I know it was a big hit yesterday, but he also had a big out earlier in the game. And, you know, to the point about slap hitting, I mean, an astounding fact about this series, and by the way, Phils didn't exactly face, you know, Seaver and pick your other great Mets pitcher. They faced three guys, obviously, with, you know, something to be said about them, but they're not Doc Gooden. Phillies had three extra base hits in the series. How is that possible? 215-592-9494. So a lot of singles and nothing else. All right. Eagles, John, it's draft day. Last call, at least from the first round standpoint, last call for our show today. What do you want, John? Who do you want? What do you want? Look, one thing that strikes me, and I got all the mock drafts in front of me, all of them, okay? We're going to go through a bunch of them today. All the major guys, the Kuipers, the McShays, all these dudes, they all have a different guy being picked by the Eagles. There is, to say the least, no consensus. None. Zero. No consensus. So it makes it, on one hand, kind of fun, on another hand, kind of complicated. John, what do you think you want? I know it's hard to drill down when there's 20 different guys they can pick. A player, a position. What do you want to see them do?
I think it makes the most sense to trade back. I know that that's incredibly boring, and it makes, it kind of like hurts my soul to think about sitting through the first round and, you know, like we did the year we got Dallas Goedert, man, I was mad. I was heated when it was all said and done. I wanted something to show for that excitement of the night. And, yeah, we didn't have anything. But if we don't trade back, which I think is very possible, and we trade into that first round a little deeper, you know, like forward just a bit because there's someone there who's special.
Yep.
That's what I hope for.
Well, I agree with you entirely.
That special guy. And there are some guys like the safety from South Carolina. Man, it's hard to even know how to say his name. Emmanuel. Nick Emmanuel.
Right.
Huge safety. Jumped like out of the building at the combine. Jumped better than any other player. In the standing broad and the vertical, 6'3", 220, ran a 4.3 in the 40 at the combine.
I want to cut you off on one thing there, because I honest to God, guys, I forget which draft expert said it. One of them, it's hard to remember everything. One of the main draft experts said, John, in recent days, one of the reasons Howie has gotten better in recent years is he's moved away from combine measurables,
and
it's to who is a better football player based on the film.
Exactly.
So that's
why
not him.
And that's exactly why I love what we have with the Georgia contingent.
Yeah.
And the Alabama contingent, to some degree, other side of the ball, I guess, but an awareness of those players.
Yep.
There are players like, there's a Michael Williams from an outside linebacker from Georgia. Incredible measurables, but didn't have the game film to show for it. We can ask his teammates, hey, how good is this guy? What makes him tick? What's the deal? Why did he only have 5 sacks the last season? No one else has that inside track the way that Howie does for some of these top guys. I love the comfort in knowing that. So I'm thrilled to know that I think we're going to get a freak probably on the defensive side of the ball. And it's in many ways going to be vetted by guys who probably played next to him.
Well, listen, there's a lot of ways this thing could go, to say the least. We're all curious to find out. By the time we go to bed, we'll at least know for round one. And we don't even know if the Eagles are going to have a pick tonight. We know they're on the clock for 32 eventually, but are they going to use it? I don't know. I mean, actually, I take it back. We don't know that they'll be on the clock for 32. They could move up and be on the clock.
Yeah,
and
or they could trade out before it. Who knows?
And by the way, that is my preference. Let me be clear. My
up is?
If I had to tell you a preference, my preference is we go to bed tonight knowing the Eagles got someone in the 20s that Howie Roseman identified and used of those 20 picks in these two drafts. Like, I'm going to trade one or two extra. Go get my guy. That now who that guy is, that's impossible to say. We hear about the Walter Nolans, the Pierces, the Malachi Starks.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.